Today is Thursday, October 1st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. We watched this show called The 100. And I don't know, it started out on the CW, and actually this is the last season, but it's a sci-fi show. They were all on a spaceship and the Earth had been destroyed by radiation or something. I mean, the Earth was still there, but humans couldn't live on it because of radiation. And I don't know. It was one of those that we could throw on and it was interesting enough. You know, we followed the characters, but it was very complex. And it seemed like they're on season 7 right now. And they jumped around to other planets, like they went back to the Earth, and then they figured out a way to travel in a spaceship, and there was just all kinds of stuff. And it would always be that at the first 4, 5, 6 episodes of a season, it would be so complicated. They would introduce all these new characters and all of this new story content, and you'd be like, wait, what are they doing? Wait, what, you know, and we usually have other things that we're doing while we're watching. I mean, we watch a lot of TV, but we might be playing a game. You know, he may be playing Pokemon, or I might be, I don't know, doing some computer coding that I want to work on, or, you know, whatever. And so, or I might be modeling something in Blender. And so one of the complaints is it was not one of those. It would, if you're trying to do other things, it would be confusing. And we'd be asking each other, like, wait, who was that? And last night we finished up the complete season. And I don't know, it was one of those, and I don't want to spoil anything for anyone, but I will say, I felt like the ending was kind of we don't really know how to end this story. And we're going to, you know, we're going to do this thing, and then, oh, but this thing that we're doing, you know, we need to, I don't want to, gosh, if I could spoil people, you know, I could explain it better. But basically they chose this method of ending the story that then gave us a problem with our main characters. Like, you know, wait, you know, how do we deal with our main characters that we all know and love, and we want them to stay. We want them to have a happily ever after that we, you know, I don't know, that we can relate to or something. It's very hard to describe if you don't know what's going on. But anyway, and then they just came up with this, like, oh, this is how we'll deal with it, you know? And it was the last, like, minute of the last episode. And they're like, oh, but we'll do this workaround thing. I don't know. It wasn't a very satisfying or good ending, I didn't think. I felt like they kind of just were like, eh, we're ending. Okay, fine. We'll come up with some cheesy way to end. We watched that last night, and I just cooked. I've been buying microwave pizzas. Not microwave pizzas. Frozen pizzas that you can bake in the oven. And when I don't feel like cooking, but I'm trying not to do fast food, I will, you know, get those out, and I'll cook that in the oven. So we had a pizza, and we had some French fries in the air fryer. So I didn't have to fry them and use extra oil, but I didn't have to do them in the oven because they don't taste quite as good in the oven. So I did those in the air fryer, and that was our dinner. And we just kind of finished that show. We worked out, of course, because we're always working out, and that was it. So, that was our evening. And today I've pretty much just worked as you do. I did get a notification that the yard people are coming, the turf folks who, like, do the fertilizing and all that kind of stuff. They're coming tomorrow. So, we just have to make sure the dog is inside. We're going to be babysitting my parents' dog, and he's getting more and more elderly. So that's always a challenge because he's getting to the point where, I don't know, he doesn't like to get up and down. He's having pain all this kind of stuff. I'm describing him as if he was just like a lump on the floor. He's not, but there's more. Usually we have some sort of medicine that we're having to give him, and he coughs a lot. And they think he's got something like a something wrong with his trachea. And so there's medicine we have to give him for that. I don't even know how you give somebody medicine for like a crushed trachea. Yeah, I mean, it's not really, maybe it just deadens it so he doesn't feel it and he doesn't cough as much. I'm not really sure, but he's going to be coming over at some point this evening. So I'm recording a little bit earlier than I normally do just to get that out of the way. And then I was asked to be on Archer's Gangbang show tonight. And so I'm going to be doing that. And let me look, actually, in case. And I think he's going to be live streaming it. I think we're going to be live streaming it. I'm just looking here to see what time it's going to be so I can let you guys know. Of course, that'll depend on how quickly I get this edited and put up. Da, 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 da. Oh, here it is. He is doing the gangbang at 9 p.m. Eastern. So right after Big Brother. So I've got to get this done. We've got to work out. I need to cook. I think I'm just going to make spaghetti because that's easy. And then I'll have that at 9 p.m. Eastern. And that's going to take about an hour. And then we'll just, you know, I don't know. I'm writing some code to do something for Pride 48. So I may work on that a little bit, and that'll be my evening. So normally we watch different things at lunch, and we're always trying to pick something that are like probably hour long episodes, but you know, it's normally like a 40 minute episode when there's no commercials. Since we're working from home, we can usually watch one hour, air quotes, long episode. And so we were watching this home edit thing on Netflix, where these, you know, these ladies have a business where they go in and organize people's closets. We were watching like a barbecue documentary on Netflix. There's a show called Chef's Table where they have all of these different, they interview chefs, but you'd have to watch it. I can't really describe it, but they go around and like follow them around in their daily life, and they intersperse little, you know, interviewee bits with them, and they show them cooking and they show their dishes, and you know, they focus on their life and everything. And so we've kind of run out of those things on Netflix, at least, and we don't really want to watch. We want it to be kind of light, more documentary, like home cooking, things of that nature that we can just kind of watch while we eat, and then, you know, not have to really put a lot of thought into it necessarily. And I suppose we could do some HGTV stuff, but we normally find stuff on Netflix. And so today we were looking for something, and I'd been wanting to watch this Love on the Spectrum show. And I think it's either British or Australian, because the accent is very British and or Australian. I haven't quite determined which it is. And so I was like, you know what, let's start watching this today, because I mean, why not? We're out of things to watch. We already finished Sugar Rush. We already finished the Chef's Table stuff. We finished the Home Edit show. We finished all of this stuff that we were watching. I suppose we could carry on a conversation during lunch, but I mean, who wants to do that? We like to watch a lot of TV around here. So anyway, we started watching that. My niece is autistic, and she's about 10 years old, and she doesn't really, I mean, she will talk if she has to, and she'll, you know, she will respond, like, if you ask her a question or things. In fact, I haven't seen her she doesn't really interact with adults very much at all. So you can't have a conversation with her, but if you want to, her to do anything, give you a hug or whatever, you have to go up to her and say, hey, Riley, you know, I'm leaving, say goodbye or whatever. You know, she still really just runs around and is in her own world all the time. So I was interested, and it's, you know, all of these different couples that they're focusing on in this show. It's a very cute show. It's interesting because they're all a little bit, they call, you know, on the spectrum, there are all these different varieties, not varieties, but there are different levels of autism. And you have Asperger's, which is a little bit different. And the basics are, you know, they don't do well with social cues, and they don't, you know, they are overstimulated by like loud noises and crowds and things of that nature. But you can't just say there's a one size fit all sort of thing. And so it's interesting because these are fairly high functioning, because, you know, there are some autistic folks that don't function well enough to even, you know, want to have a relationship or anything like that. And it's so cute, though, because they're following them around. But they, you know, immediately when they sit down at the table, they're having this date. They're like, what are your hobbies? And they start asking all these questions as if they're going down a list. Like, okay, this is how you find a partner, you know. And then the one guy, he was doing this speed dating thing, and he found a girl. He said, hey, well, what's one of your hobbies? And she says, I collect toys. And his eyes lit up because he's like, oh, my God, I collect toys, too. I just feel like people who are not on the spectrum, it's much more subtle. We find things out a different way. So anyway, it's interesting, and it's a very cute show. If you're interested in that at all, you should have a watch. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.